The Nuclear Option, the Democrat field gets a little wider, a little crazier. By Charles Hurd on January 14, 2020. Well, there goes Spartacus. Slain by a fellow warrior supposedly fighting for the same side. Not that Senator Cory Booker ever had any real shot at the Democratic nomination for president, considering the angry lust for socialism that drives Democratic politicians in Washington these days. Well, that and an unstinting hatred of President Trump. As left-wing and riled up as Spartacus is, he is simply no match for the fever dream spun by the rest of the crazies in his party, all vying for the Holy Grail. For example, take Michael Bloomberg. The white billionaire in Gucci pumps is flaying himself over every effort he made back when he was mayor of New York City to fight crime and make the city a remotely livable place. Now that he is whoring himself out and opening his wallet to buy the Democratic nomination, Mr. Bloomberg has gone to California, a blueprint, he says, for the rest of the country. I think that California can serve as a great example for the rest of the country, he said during a recent visit to the high-tax state that people are fleeing in droves. You have led the way on climate change, on fighting gun violence and on criminal justice. And you have, as importantly, welcomed immigrants with open arms because, unlike our president, you understand immigration doesn't threaten America. Immigration strengthens America. No wonder the guy is trying to buy the election. He certainly could never win an election on the issues. California blueprint? More like a petri dish, infected with leper sores, fecal deposits, and discarded bloody needles. Truly, California has become a hotel you can never check out of. But thank goodness Mr. Bloomberg is still running for the nomination of a party that is completely obsessed with the color of everybody. Now that Mr. Booker has dropped out, Mr. Bloomberg is among the only people of color left in the Democratic race, green being the color of himself and Tom Steyer, the retired hedge fund billionaire with white skin who is trying to outbid Mr. Bloomberg for the nomination. There has been debate recently, and I am not kidding, among Democrats and some in the media over whether Andrew Yang qualifies as a person of color since he is of Asian descent. Apparently, these people are not sure his color counts as a positive since it would be used against him if he applied for admission to an Ivy League university. Seriously, this is how ridiculous the Democratic Party and your media have become. In any event, the party must go on, even if no Black or Hispanic candidates are included in the next debate hosted by the Democratic National Committee. Et tu, Spartacus? Charles Hurd can be reached at shurd@washingtontimes.com and on Twitter on @CharlesHurd.